Here we go, Seth.
As much as FIFA tries to move forward to draw a real line in the sand, they're forever being reminded of the corruption scandals to engulf them. The FIFA president's news conference interrupted by a British comedian throwing a wad of fake cash at him. But there was real progress made here at FIFA House on Monday. The first step to replacing Sepp Blatter as president with the decision of the date for the extraordinary Congress where the vote will be held. Blatter had said he wanted time. Well, he's got it. It wasn't the December date that many were pushing for. Instead, a date of February the 26th. But fear not, Blatter insists he won't be standing again.
I will not be a candidate for the election in 2016. I have put my mandate at disposal. And now there will be new election for a new president. I insisted on that. It's not only for a president, for a new president. I cannot be the new president because I'm an old president.
The man in pole position for the job, it seems, is the UEFA president, Michel Platini. He opted not to stand at the last election and arguably has the most to lose of all the people being talked about. But it's understood that Platini has received the backing of four of the six world confederations, importantly of Asia. And his chief of press, Pedro Pinto, confirmed that he is considering his options.
He has been pleased to hear a lot of words of support from some of the world's leading football decision makers, and that has not gone unnoticed. So he will have to make a decision regarding what his next steps are. He's not ready to make that decision now, but he has been impressed by the fact that many people could see him as a possible successor.
Platini and any other potential candidates have until October the 26th to officially declare their intention to stand, and the decision of the executive committee to agree in principle to the reform process put forward by Domenico Scala and the establishment of an 11-person task force means that reform should be well underway by the time the new person takes charge. Amanda Davis, CNN, FIFA, Zurich.